Welcome to Sampaguita Rising, where we deliver conversations with real people sharing real stories of what happens when you stop living the life you have and start loving the life you live. I'm your host, Sarah, and in today's episode, I share with you how one free wedding led to 22 paid weddings in 1 year. And at the end, I'm going to do a quick breakdown of a few tools I use regularly in my business today. Are you ready? Let's do it. But first, a message from our sponsor. Now, on with the show. One November evening, about 12 years ago, I grabbed my dad's old Canon AE-1, a film camera, to help a friend shoot a 50th birthday party. By the time my head hit my pillow that night, I decided to start my own event photography business. Right. So I told my family my plans, and at the time I had a thriving in-home daycare, and I also worked with small businesses creating websites and click ads for Craigslist. Click ads for Craigslist, that was a total thing back then. So my family knew once I decided to do something, I was going to go out and make it happen. So for Christmas, I received a gift card to purchase my first digital SLR, which I totally did. I scoured eBay for the best package deals, and I found myself a Canon Rebel with a bunch of accessories that I thought I needed. But I really never used them after the first month. So learn from my lesson. If you're looking at camera bundles, you don't actually need to buy the whole camera bundle. With a new camera in hand, I needed to build a portfolio. And I remember that 2 years prior, I did take photos of my cousin's wedding with a regular point-and-shoot camera. And at the time, I even did their formal portraits with that point-and-shoot camera. So I reached out to my cousin to see if I can get copies of her wedding photos that I can use to market myself. Then I created ads and went to trusty-ish Craigslist. I posted ads in every category I could in search for models and offering to shoot one wedding for free. After a few days, I started to get a little nervous. I mean, I didn't have a website because I had zero images to post, and I was practically begging people on Craigslist if I can take their photos. How online stalkery was that? But thankfully, someone did respond, and I met the nicest lady who was getting married for the second time. They were an older couple, both with kids, and they were on a very tight budget. She said she was thinking of having one of the older kids take photos, so she would love anything that I had to offer. And that, folks, was my in. Being this would be my very first wedding, not only was I absolutely freaking out on the inside because I was still learning how to use the camera, but also this was someone's wedding. In the parking lot of the very humble Veterans Hall, I had to pump myself up, tell myself that I could totally do this, and with my head straight, I put the little how to use camera settings cheat sheet in my back pocket, and I went inside. As weddings go, it was hectic and somewhat chaotic, and it was also beautiful to watch. It may not have been the ideal backdrop with wood paneling everywhere. It was also hot and crowded, which made it even more hot or hotter. The lighting wasn't the best, but it did, however, have the main characters of a love story who absolutely made my first job easy by living in their moment of love, joy, kindness. I could feel it. There was no mistaking whose day this was, and amongst the chaos and wood paneling, love was most definitely the elephant in the room. With these photos, I was able to create a few ads, and in the following months, I was hired to shoot 22 more weddings. Each wedding got a little bit bigger than the last, with each venue getting a bit fancier than the last. That one free wedding in a veterans hall in my hometown of Sacramento took me to snowy resorts in South Lake Tahoe, to chic barn weddings in Aptos to posh beach resort weddings in Carmel. With a cheat sheet in my back pocket and my little rebel in hand, together we gained some miles and experience that I wouldn't trade for anything else. That one free wedding led to 22 paid weddings in my first year. It opened up a career as a wedding and events photographer that lasted 7 years. That one free wedding turned out to be pretty dang priceless. So, if you're sitting there wondering whether or not you should do a free wedding or give away a different kind of a free service or even give away free products, I can't tell you to do it, but I also can't tell you that you shouldn't. I will say, to calculate your return on investment or your ROI, will you be providing a service? How much time and effort will you spend on it? How much money will you spend providing it? Will it help your business even if the client doesn't refer you to a friend or a family member? What will you get out of providing the free product or service? I was able to create ads from this wedding, okay? So the next few weddings, I was able to charge $350, which then led to $500, then $800, and by the end of the year, I was charging $2,000 for a basic 8-hour wedding day. The free wedding was a stepping stone to my next level. Before you give your time, energy, and money away for free, ask yourself, will this give me what I need to get to my next level? Before I go, I'm going to give you an example of when it's not such a good idea to do a free event. My son started a photo booth business during his senior year in high school. I helped him coordinate and book events since he was still in school, and he worked all of the events. I shared his new business with my Instagram followers, and some had followed him. One was a model I had worked with. She reached out to me asking if my son could cover this networking event that she was throwing at a club for free. I talked to my son about it, and he thought that was pretty cool. A club with models and other young people. He was 18 and it was going to be after midnight. Why not? I told him to think about how much time it would take for him to set up his booth and props. He would use ink and paper that cost X amount per print. The attendees would go home with their photos and he would go home hoping someone from that event would call him back. Unless he was able to get their contact information, he was leaving with less ink and paper and have to wash and disinfect all of the props the next day. He decided that maybe that wouldn't have a very good return for him. So that's what I want you to consider. What do you get at the end? Are you just going to end up crossing your fingers and disinfecting props? At the end of my free wedding, I had photos to use to get more photos. So I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll go over some tools that I use to run my business today. See you in a bit. Just wanted to jump in here real quick to remind you of two things. One, Rise Giveaway is a monthly giveaway for creative entrepreneurs to enter to win $50. Your brand, business, program, or organization will also get spotlighted, and all you have to do is follow me on Instagram at SampaguitaRising, follow the show on any of the platforms that you're on, sign up to receive my newsletter at SampaguitaRising.com, and share on your Instagram your answer to how did you get into your business. And secondly, please shop from small businesses this holiday season. When you purchase from a small business, you're not just buying a gift, but you're supporting a dream and a family, and someone actually says yes when they see your order come in. Be sure to check out my Instagram stories as I will continue to share different small shops to support this month. And back to our show. Welcome back. I'm so glad you've stuck around for this segment. Now, if you follow me on Instagram and haven't clicked on the link in my bio, you totally should. I have a list of free resources that I've used and recommend to anyone building a brand. I'm going to talk about five tools that I'm currently using, starting with Creative Market. Every Monday for the last 7 years, I received emails with tons of freebies. I love them. When I first started designing, this was my most coveted email subscription because I got free fonts, backgrounds, brushes, templates. So each week I made sure to open the little email full of gems and downloaded the free tools, even if I didn't think I would use it or if I personally didn't even like it, because it helped me build my buffet of design elements that I need to market myself and also create projects for my design clients. I'm a little bit pickier now with my downloads, but that's only because I already have a good foundation. But for anyone looking to start building their marketing tools, I'd say subscribe to their newsletter. It's free and it's totally worth it. I'm sure you all use some sort of payment service already. If you don't have Venmo or Cash App or an equivalent, I'd recommend you look into those apps too. But I'm going to say that I've been using PayPal to invoice clients and it's been super easy. You can brand your invoices and your customers don't need an account to make a payment. Plus, the second page of my invoice is also actually my service contract. So when I send potential clients their estimate, they also have a copy of the contract, and they can just review them both. I didn't have to go to two different places to send out two different documents. Easy peasy. Next, let's talk visual planner for Instagram. My go-to recommendation is Planoly. With a free account, you are able to upload and schedule up to 30 images a month. It won't auto-post on Instagram, but you will receive a push notification on your phone that it's time to make a post. Just like some people take a few hours on a Sunday to meal prep for the week, you can take a few hours on Monday to schedule the next week to month of Instagram posts, so you don't have to come up with a caption on the fly on a busy day, but rather get a phone notification that your content is ready to go, freeing you up to focus on other aspects of your business. But are you in need of stock images but don't have a budget for it? Lucky us, RawPixel offers free high-quality stock images. They keep images and designs current with the times, and it's also pretty diverse. You should check them out. The final tool I'm sharing with you today is not a free tool, but you can build a website with Squarespace starting at $12 a month, and it's an all-in-one platform, meaning you can register or transfer your domain, sell anything, blog, showcase a portfolio, integrate apps like Instagram, OpenTable, YouTube, and so much more. There are also plenty of templates to choose from, and you're able to customize each template to make it your own, so you don't have to worry about having a cookie-cutter website. So that's it. I think if you start with these five tools, you're on a good start to building your brand. Full disclosure, I'm not sponsored by any of these companies, but I am an affiliate. So if you click on their link in my resources page and make a purchase, I will get a small kickback. Regardless of that fact, I hope you look into these tools to help your marketing game, even with all the free options that they have available. Thanks for tuning in today. If you liked it, please be sure to let me know by commenting, shooting me a DM, or sharing with others, because as we said in the daycare, sharing is caring. Until next time, do something every day that stops you from just living the life you have and leads you to loving the life you live. Bye!